Perhaps we should start? Good morning, one and all. Thanks for coming. As I'm sure most of you know already, I'm John Banks, Head of Product Development here at Cheetah Cars. I have been tasked with giving a short presentation to kick off our discussion today. The presentation lasts for only about 10 minutes, so I'm sure you won't have time to become too bored. In case you aren't aware, this is a decision-making meeting and we have to decide whether or not we should take up a proposal from the Chandelle Perfume Company for a co-branding joint venture. This room is needed for another meeting this afternoon, so we only have about 2.5 hours in total. So, first, I will outline Chandelle's proposal for you. Then, I will point out what I see as being the main advantages and disadvantages of our participating in this joint venture. Finally, I will briefly summarise the options before throwing the question open for general discussion. If there are any questions, please feel free to ask them as we go along. Right, let's get started. As I have no doubt you are aware, Chandelle is the world's leading brand in the perfume market. Last week, we were approached by their brand manager, Mike Harvey. He brought us an interesting proposal. In a nutshell, the proposal is as follows: that we allow them to use our brand as the name of a new men's fragrance they are planning to launch in December. The fragrance is targeting males in the 25 to 35 age range, and Chandelle feel that our elite sporty image will help them to attract this segment. They also believe that being associated with the exclusivity of the Chandelle brand name will be beneficial for us too. There would, of course, be a licensing fee. Yes, Judy, you have a question?
You mean something like Harley Davidson's perfumes and colognes? If I remember correctly, that wasn't exactly successful.
Yes, something like that. Harley Davidson worked with L'Oreal on that project, and you're right, it was a bit of a disaster, which is why we have to take great care in making our decision today.
So, why are Chandelle so keen on this? They must be aware of the Harley Davidson failure.
They are indeed well aware of it, but they believe that the problem was a sector mismatch. To quote Mike Harvey, it should have been obvious to all concerned that hairy bikers were more likely to wear engine oil than cologne. Even so, we must be certain that we won't damage our brand by doing this. In fact, this brings me to the second part of my presentation: the pros and cons of Cheetah's participation in this venture. I'll start with what I see as the con. There is only one: risk of damage to our brand image if the project fails. To answer Judy's second question, why are Chandelle so keen on this, is because they need to attract younger people to the brand. They are brand leaders, but their customer base is aging. They are becoming increasingly identified with the over 50s sector. In short, they need to develop a new customer base of under 35-year-olds. The risk for us is that it works in reverse and we lose our 25 to 35-year-olds because they associate Chandelle with their parents' generation. The pros are that we get a substantial fee and effectively free advertising in the launch campaign period, and two, that we may pick up some of Chandelle's customers. Okay. So that's the situation. We have a proposal from Chandelle's to allow them to use our brand name on a new fragrance. And we have to decide whether the risk of losing our credibility in the 25 to 35 age range is outweighed by the fee, free advertising, and the chance to pick up some of Chandelle's customers. Now, if there are no further questions, it's your turn to discuss this amongst yourselves and to decide whether or not you think we should take up this offer. Thank you for your time.